As mayor of a city with a city manager in control, what do you see as your primary role here?
I think the major role of mayor is threefold. The first job is actually something that's often forgotten, and that is the mayor helps deals with any crisis that hits the city. So it's very important for a mayor to have the ability, the experience, and the communication skills to deal with a crisis. And I've done just that with the 100-year ice storm, the 100-year snowstorm, the 100-year flood, Hurricane Katrina, and 9/11. The second thing is setting the policy and setting the focus and vision for the city of Charlotte and helping communicate that vision to the citizens and also to the state and federal governments. And that's what I've attempted to do in the areas of public safety and transportation and fiscal policy. And the third is basically to help set the budget and run the meetings.
As far as taking leadership over some of the visions of Charlotte, you've really attached yourself to the transit, an expanded transit system. Why have you taken such a firm position on this?
Well, I think one of the most important roles of mayor is to prepare the community for the future as opposed to putting a future responsibility on a future mayor to react to future growth. And you have a choice. You can either do nothing and lay the responsibility to the future, or you can do it now and take some of the hits that are necessary. And I think transportation and land use policy, we have to prepare for future growth. I think you need a comprehensive plan of roads, of mass transit, of sidewalks, and of land use planning. And I've tried to set that vision. I'm not going to back off one bit.
If you're reelected and the transit tax gets repealed, what will you do?
I think the first thing I'll recommend is we'll have to immediately cut costs, very sadly. But the immediate cutting of costs would be two-thirds of our bus system. I know my opponent says in generalities that's not needed, but all you have to do, a fifth grader can look at the budget and the basic economic sheet and see that the half-cent sales tax is paying for two-thirds of the bus system, and that's going to be severely impacted. I would put the remaining dollars that we can continue to collect, I'd put that into paying off any capital debt incurred because of the light rail line, so that burden wouldn't be transferred to the property taxpayer of Charlotte.
And if it stays around, the transit tax, what will happen then?
If it stays around, we'll continue with our plan, doing very tough scrutiny of future corridors. There is no guarantee, and I know my opponent says, well, we ought to wait, cancel the tax, and then wait to implement more lines. Well, frankly, we're going to be waiting anyway, because it's probably going to be 2 years before we determine whether another line should be implemented through the proper engineering and ridership evaluation. And second is during that time, we'll see how well the South Rail Line is.
What do you see as the city's biggest challenge to keeping crime down here?
The biggest challenge is the influx of gangs coming from outside and even coming from the region, and even not just in Charlotte, but we have gangs in the small towns of Monroe and Hickory and Salisbury. And I'm working with mayors where our police are making the arrests for gangs, but we don't have state representation who understand the seriousness of this issue. And I'm going to continue to push gang legislation, and I'm also going to push more money for the criminal justice system. But I'm also looking at a preventive end, and I'm not sure my opponent agrees with this, but I'm a big advocate of mentoring.
What's your strategy to increase jail space and as far as adding district attorneys?
It is a state responsibility. The city is already subsidizing some of those state responsibilities, which is frankly unfair to the property taxpayer of Charlotte because we're also paying an 8% income tax every month or every week out of your own paychecks. But I'm not going to hide from the state. I'm not going to let them meet behind secret doors. And when they do, I'm going to let it be out in the open. We can hire another 1,000 police officers, and it would improve some things, but not if we're rearresting the same people over and over again.
What other challenges do you see facing Charlotte?
The greatest challenge, and I say this in a very broad standpoint, is first of all, don't take for granted our success. And don't take for granted our current jobs. I meet with employers every day, large and small, to make sure they want to continue to grow right here in Charlotte. Because once you start losing jobs, everything else goes also.
There's a lot of discussion about tax rates in Mecklenburg County and the city of Charlotte. Where does Charlotte stand in your mind on taxation levels?
I think the tax that I'm most protective of is the property tax, because I think one's home is their biggest investment. And I think the more we tax that, the more harm it does to affordable housing in Charlotte. So that's why I'm an advocate of more consumption-type taxes, like the half-cent sales tax to help pay for transit. It's a consumption tax which helps pay for our infrastructure. And that's why I'm an advocate of consumption taxes, from gas taxes to sales tax. To, by the way, the people who my opponent says, well, we should have, instead of building arenas and NASCAR Hall of Fames, we should have put that money toward roads. Well, I'm not taxing the general public for that. I'm taxing the industry, the travel and tourism industry, to pay for those extras.
Do you think the current taxation rate here in the city is high or low?
Oh, I personally think it's too high, and that's one reason I vetoed a 9% tax increase this year, which for the first time in my 12-year career as mayor was overridden by the majority party. And I think we could have added, for example, the police officers that were successfully added last 2 years ago, which I was very supportive of, but we could have done it without a tax increase by reprioritizing some of our other operating budget needs.
What mistakes have you made during your 12 years as mayor of Charlotte?
I think one mistake that I've made that I'm feeling the impact now is, once we got the transit tax approved and we were starting to add on to our bus system and build the light rail line and had those cost overruns, I think we quit communicating why we were doing it. And therefore, we're now having to resell why we were doing this to begin with.
You've mentioned that Richard M. Daley is a role model of yours, mm-hmm. mayor of Chicago. What is it about the way he leads that you admire?
Well, Rich Daley and I actually have similar personalities in many ways, and I consider him a friend. He's a person who never stops generating new ideas, never gets comfortable with his job, never takes things for granted. And when he and I get together, we're constantly brainstorming new ideas, and I steal from him. I steal from other mayors any idea I can that can apply to Charlotte. And I think that's what a mayor has to do.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.